and welcome to the Medicine Box, where we get you all things pharma and healthcare. Well, recently, or in important developments, the US drug regulator has granted interchangeable status to two biosimilars this year. The latest is the pharma company Boehringer Ingelheim's biosimilar Ciltezo. Remember, the first interchangeable status was granted to Biocon for insulin glargine and insulin biosimilar. The latest interchangeability is to the biosimilar version of one of the world's largest selling biologic drugs, Humira, which is used for arthritis and other conditions. Essentially, interchangeability means the pharmacist in the US can give you the drug approved with interchangeable status other than what is written on the prescription. This development possibly paves the way for more life-saving drugs seeing greater accessibility and reducing prices. And who better to discuss this development than the lady who put India on the map when it came to biosimilars, chairperson of Biocon, Kiran Mazumdar-Shaw. Hi, Kiran. Welcome to the Medicine Box.
Hi, Ekta. Nice to be with you.
Well, Kiran, you know, let's start with the developments which have taken place in the biosimilar world. First, it was insulin glargine, and now it is Humira. What does this mean on a larger scale for the biosimilar segment in the US?
So let me start by saying this is a huge, you know, outcome of, you know, US FDA's view about biosimilars. Because as you know, biosimilars, when they made their entry, were not quite comparable to generic molecules. The interchangeability label that you just talked about actually starts putting it on par with generics in the US. And as you know today, generics are easily interchangeable and easily substitutable at the pharmacy level. This interchangeability approval for both Semglee and the Humira biosimilar means that pharmacies can start substituting, you know, at the pharmacy level in terms of the reference product. So, for instance, in our case, Lantus can be substituted with Semglee, and in Boehringer Ingelheim's case, their product can substitute, you know, Humira. So I think this is a huge development, and I really believe that this is now going to signal the scope and the future of biosimilars in the US market. Because this means that the market will expand significantly and assume the kind of size that generics have assumed over time. Of course, I don't see all the biosimilars getting an interchangeability status in the immediate future. But I do believe that the strategy that companies will now have to take will have to include interchangeability as a part of their clinical design. Now, let me also explain that when you talk about an interchangeable label, it means that you have to have a biosimilar, status to at a basic level, and you need to conduct an additional switchability study to show that there is no risk in terms of safety, efficacy, or immunogenicity when you switch from the innovator reference product to a biosimilar product. That's what we had to do. We had to do additional clinical trials in the case of Semglee to show that there's no difference between Lantus and Semglee for a patient who's been prescribed with a biosimilar. And that is what basically then earns you that interchangeability label. So I hope I've sort of been able to explain what an interchangeable label means in terms of the clinical requirements and what the interchangeability label means in terms of the market opportunity. Okay. So I do believe this is a very, very important development, and this will only expand the potential that biosimilars have in the future. At this point in time, it is mostly chronic therapies which require the use of, the biosimilars on a regular basis that will actually be interested to seek interchangeability. And I don't think that there is a need or a requirement for acute use antibodies to go in for interchangeability, because they will have to go in for, new prescriptions. But in time, I think interchangeability will become a norm.
Okay. Kiran, you know, when a drug is or a biosimilar gets interchangeability status, how much cheaper is it as compared to the reference drug? Is it as cheap as what takes place in the genericized market?
So right now, of course, it is obviously not going to have the kind of discounting that generics today have to go through when they enter the markets. But suffice to say that there is significant discounting of the biosimilar versions in the market. Having said that, I think the system needs to also understand that, you know, the discounting actually sometimes does disadvantage biosimilars because of the fact that the discounting indulged in by the innovators is significantly higher since they have a higher price. So going in at a lower price often is at a disadvantage. So you need to basically understand the way the system works. And most innovator companies are able to game the system into giving the perception that they're giving bigger discounts. But actually, in reality, the price paid by the patient or the copay is much higher. So I think we need to get all this into perspective. What is the copay? What is the actual price? And not just focus on the percentage of discounting. As you know, this happens all across the world, that, you know, when you have a higher MRP, you can say that I'm giving a higher discounting, but the final price may be higher than a company that starts with a lower MRP. So I think this is something that people need to understand. And I think the US is getting to grips with this kind of situation and ensuring that net-net, the patient must get a lower price.
Okay. Well, yes, absolutely. Net-net, the patient must get a lower price, Kiran. That point is taken. For Semglee in particular, it was listed on the National Preferred Formulary by Express Scripts. Now, just break it down for a common man. What does that mean?
I think this is a huge, huge event for us because, as you know, Semglee was approved a year ago. Unfortunately, it was approved at a time when it was between contracting cycles, so we missed the contracting cycle and it was very difficult to get market uptake as a result of that. And our market share was like some 5% levels. And it was difficult basically because you had to get into some major contracting to start getting market share. Now, this particular announcement of Express Scripts is huge because they have basically displaced Lantus with Semglee. And this means that there are 28 million members who are part of Express Scripts. And those who require insulin glargine will be prescribed Semglee instead of Lantus. Now, the beauty is that it assures you of a certain procurement. We've also seen that this particular announcement has also activated other pharmacy benefit managers to look at Semglee as a preferred product for their own needs. Because as you know, all these pharmacy benefit managers are managing the treatment costs or the pharmacy costs of their members, and they have to make it affordable. So for them, it is a very big win if they get a lower priced product. And the net pricing to its members then become very, very compelling.
Okay, that point is taken, Kiran. But, you know, I just wanted to understand that what is the difference between a Humira getting, a biosimilar getting interchangeability status for the reference drug, which is Humira, and Lantus in your case? One is a non-insulin drug and one is an insulin drug. So what is the key difference between these two markets when it comes to interchangeability, or is there no difference?
Technically speaking, there's no difference because both are chronic drugs. For Humira, it is a chronic drug being used by patients with rheumatoid arthritis and other such chronic diseases where they have to keep taking this drug periodically. In the case of Lantus, it is a daily requirement. So I think from a chronic use point of view, obviously Semglee is something that benefits people on a daily basis. Humira is also a drug that is given on a chronic basis. And patients who are prescribed Humira, obviously they will benefit from this particular interchangeability label, because once they take the biosimilar drug from Boehringer Ingelheim, obviously they will also benefit from the cost of therapy.
Okay, so going forward, what do you expect? Do you expect maybe the entire oncology biosimilar segment to see more interchangeability come through, and hence it will become a segment which was much more affordable?
So let me put it this way, Ekta. First and foremost, as I mentioned earlier, I expect most companies will really go in for interchangeability for any chronic therapy.
Okay.
Anything that requires continued usage year after year will see interchangeability as a need. But when you look at oncology drugs, unless you need oncology drugs as a chronic therapy, such as, for instance, say PD-1s, you're right, because these checkpoint inhibitors do have maintenance therapies that carry on for several years, then definitely you need those interchangeability labels for patient benefit. Now, if you have oncology drugs that are used, as acute kind of therapies, then I think the need for interchangeability may be reduced, because remember, there's a cost implication for getting an interchangeability label. You have to do additional clinical trials which are not inexpensive. So I think companies will basically wait and watch and see what they need to do to make sure that they have market advantage. Now, at the moment, people who are developing antibodies which are for, rheumatoid arthritis and chronic use therapies obviously will need to get into interchangeability as a must-have.
Okay.
But right now, the oncology drugs, most of them are acute use. So they will look for new patients and they don't need to do interchangeability at this point in time. But I do believe that interchangeability in terms of perception will be advantageous, because then people know that they don't have to worry about this drug and it is as good as the innovator drug. Because so far, the perception being created by innovator companies is that that's why it's called biosimilar, it's not bioidentical. So if you want to prescribe a biosimilar, there is going to be a difference, or even if it's minute. But the moment you get an interchangeability label, all that perception disappears. So even if it is for acute use, it might be a good idea to go in for interchangeability, but as I just mentioned, interchangeability has an additional added cost.
Okay, all right. So to sum it up, Kiran, can you give us a sense in terms of what this means for Biocon in particular as well? Yes, Semglee has got interchangeability status, and that is a huge milestone development for an Indian company. But how many other biosimilars in your pipeline have you applied for when it comes to interchangeability status, and how much of a focus area is it for you?
Well, obviously, being the first company in the world to receive an interchangeable label is something that we're very proud of, and we realize that this is an important strategy for the group. And we have a second interchangeable insulin that we hope we get approved for, which is Aspart. And we are looking at interchangeability for many of our forthcoming programs. So I think I cannot share all the pipeline with you, but suffice to say that interchangeability is a strong focus for us going forward.
Okay, all right, Kiran. Just a quick one-word question or one-word answer. If you had to assess the biosimilar market, say 2 to 3 years down the line, how many drugs do you think in the market, or how many biologics in the market do you think would have biosimilars with an interchangeable status? Currently, we're talking about Humira and we're talking about Lantus, but say we had to have this conversation, say, 2 to 3 years down the line.
2 to 3 years down the line is too short a time, Ekta. I would say that if you look at this business 5 years down the line, I would expect at least 60 to 70% of the molecules will need to have or will have and interchangeable label.
Okay, all right. So that's the big story coming in. Thanks, Kiran, for joining in and explaining to us what exactly interchangeable status means for biosimilars, how important it is, and that maybe 5 years down the line, we could see 60 to 70% of biosimilars having an interchangeable status. Thank you very much for joining in on The Medicine Box.